Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rabbi Moshe Silverhaft, widely known as the Traveling Rabbi, spiritual leader and national director of the Small Jewish Communities Association, to give a tribute to former British Chief Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. Rabbi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
Yes, so Rabbi, I think we were all, it was just a weekend. We came out of Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, Saturday afternoon, to hear that most news outlets had pronounced Biden as the president-elect following a very contentious and hard-fought election, but also to the very sad news that Rabbi Lord Sacks had passed away, had finally succumbed to his long battle with cancer. But not before releasing another book, obviously a very prolific man as well as a brilliant mind, and this book entitled Morality.
Absolutely.
And so what would you like to discuss in terms of either this book? As I said, you can't test me on the whole thing. I've only probably got through about 30-40% of it, or the life of Rabbi Sacks. Looking back at his achievements, he obviously a lot of us saw him. He came and he was a guest at least on a couple of occasions at the Sinai in Darbo. Many of us heard him speak, blown away. We've read his works. We've been influenced by the decades of his life that he's dedicated to not just Yiddishkeit, but making sense of Yiddishkeit in a secular world. Trying to tie together secular philosophy and Torah Jewish values.
But that's really what I'd like to pick up on, if you don't mind.
Yes.
It is exactly that. So first of all, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to pay tribute to this great leader and this great mind, former Chief Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. So from a personal perspective, I met him for the first time in 1999 at a Commonwealth conference in London. And I was asked to introduce him and at the time when he was asked to speak. And I was quite nervous and I wasn't sure exactly what to say. So I got up and I said, ladies and gentlemen, you all know how great Rabbi Sacks is. And rather than me wasting my time with long introductions, let's rather listen and learn and be inspired by him. And I sat down. And he totally loved this. And he said to me, he says, I love your style. He says, you're short, sweet, and straight to the point. And from then onwards, we really just hit it off. And then in 2008, I was visiting the UK on a fundraising campaign for the relief of Zimbabwe Jewry that was going through a terrible time. And he invited me to his home for a meeting. And he showed great interest in the dire situation of Zimbabwe and our efforts, but particularly of the wider community that we were dealing with. Not only just the Jewish community was he concerned about. And he was so impressed by our campaign that it was a general campaign, not only just for the Jewish community, that he went on to write an article supporting our campaign in the London Jewish Chronicle. And it proved to be quite successful. Well, then in 2009,
please go on, Rabbi.
Then in 2009, I was presented with an award at the Commonwealth dinner, and it's the first time ever that a rabbi and his wife, Lady Elaine, attended, because I was the recipient of the award. He came and he spoke at this event. And at this event, he said, and he wrote a message and blessings to the Jewish communities of Africa. And he wrote, we salute you, we think of you, we admire you, and we ask God to bless you. May he be with you all the time and may you be successful in all you do. Jonathan Sacks. And that message went far and wide through all our affiliate countries and communities that that are affiliated to the African Jewish Congress. And it was hugely well received and gave them a lot of inspiration and encouragement, because at the time, we know that that area in Africa was going through a difficult period. Then in 2012, I invited him to write the foreword to my book, The Traveling Rabbi, My African Tribe, and he graciously did that. And on a personal note, I learned so much from him and his ways. And I'd like to expand on that a little bit, if you don't mind. And just like our own beloved late Chief Rabbi Harris, he knew how to make everyone feel comfortable in his presence. The loss of both these great leaders at the prime of their lives is the loss of that unique Jewish voice, which is of teaching and practicing the importance of respect between man and man and between nation and nation. And Barney Horwitz, who's the newly elected chairman of the newly established Small Jewish Communities of Association of South Africa, pays tribute to Chief Rabbi Sacks. And I'm going to play his clip for his less than
Jews in the smaller centers by necessity are very involved in the broader community. And I take my cue in this regard from Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, the former Chief Rabbi of England, who always says there is a middle way. And I believe very firmly that we're supposed to be the light to the world, and that we have an enormous amount to offer within the broader community. And when you live in a small community, you are respected for being Jewish, and you're also respected for the leadership that you can bring.
That says it all, my dear friends, that we as a Jewish people have a responsibility to be a light unto the nations, and that is exactly what Chief Rabbi Sacks taught us. Through the work of the African Jewish Congress, we distribute many of his books to non-Jewish religious leaders that are affiliated in our communities and the ones that we interact with. And they welcome and incorporate his many, many lessons in his books, in their sermons. He taught us we cannot order our children or anyone to be Jewish. We cannot deprive them or their choice, nor can we turn them into our clones. All we can do is to show them what we believe and let them see the beauty of how we live. And that, my friends, is the correct way to teach children and people that want to learn and love Torah and its messages. And that, my friends, was the message of our saintly Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Tanza of Yeshiva College. And that's how he lived. And I was privileged to be an alumni of Yeshiva College. And I'm sure, I have no doubt, that the two of them have met in Gan Eden and are looking down at the labor of their love on earth and are deriving much nachas. Let me conclude by saying, Yehei Zichro Baruch, may his memory and his teaching be an inspiration to us all and the entire Jewish world. Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi Moshe Silverhaupt, with a beautiful and moving tribute to the late Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, former British Chief Rabbi.